Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
And we're going to rewind a couple of days to last Friday night when thousands of football fans poured into a sold-out Tala Stadium to watch the home team Shamrock Rovers take on Bohemians. Now, the fixture between those two teams, it's always a massive highlight for fans. But the popularity of Friday's match is part of a trend where the increase in numbers attending League of Ireland matches is growing and growing. So Evan went along to the game to talk to both the diehard fans and to hear all about this bumper era for Irish football. And Evelyn is here. Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning, Claire.
So this was a sellout, wasn't it, on Friday night?
Oh, it certainly was. It was rammed. The capacity in Tala Stadium, the home ground there for Shamrock Rovers. Are the Hoops, Claire, as it's known by real fans?
Oh, you're down with the lingo.
Oh, I am. All about the Hoops now. It's over 8,000. They have a new stand there ready to be opened in the summer, which will extend its capacity to over 10,000. And judging by the ticket sales, this capacity will be very welcome. And when you say, as you look at the figures, it's all very encouraging for the home game. Attendances this season, they say, are up by 27% compared to the same period last year, with industry predictions estimating the total attendances and grounds this season could hit the 1 million mark. So how do they explain it all? Well, there's lots of different reasons when you talk to people. They say the quality of the football has improved. The clubs are trying really hard to make the match safe and fun and family friendly. And thirdly, they say that people are really valuing their community, that the local team, maybe a little more since lockdown, there's maybe a stronger appreciation of what an evening at a match can offer. It's good value and people are looking for experiences, as we know, Claire, more than ever.
So then the match that you went to on Friday night, the fact that it was sold out, did the atmosphere confirm all of those reasons for the increase in the number of people going along?
Yeah, I mean, it was a beautiful evening. It looked dreamy. It looked along, you could see the mountains in the background. It was really gorgeous. The excitement was there. I love walking to a stadium on those kind of evenings because people are dressed head to toe in the green and white and of course the red and black of rivals Bohemians, but lots of Gardaí visible too. It felt really safe. It looked really well organised. The music was pumping and the first person I spoke to outside the stadium there was the CEO of Shamrock Rovers, Dennis Donoghue, and he really, Claire, is one happy man.
It's absolutely brilliant. A Dublin derby. It's been sold out since Tuesday. Bohemians sold out their allocation, I think, in about 20 minutes. It's not our first sold out game of the season. We're seeing sold out signs all around the league. We'll have a new stand opening that'll add another 2,000 odd seats. We'll have European football in the summer. We're confident that we'll see a 10,000 attendance at a League of Ireland game this season.
And when you look back on the dark days, you know, I'm not even talking COVID, but like what might have been an average crowd for you?
Good crowd would have been 3, 3.5. It's not just us. We obviously have the biggest crowds because we have the biggest stadium. And even a club like Shelbourne, who were very, very, very successful in the noughties, winning leagues and qualifying for Europe, they're getting more people now today than they were back then. It's right across the league.
Tell me your theories. Why?
Post-COVID thing has had an impact. That
people are looking for experiences and to get out of the house.
Yeah, I think there's probably disillusionment with the way football is going in the UK.
The money and the attitude.
Yeah, I think people are a little bit more disillusioned. They want to see real football. They want to see people they can identify with. Quality of the football is excellent. There's more talented young players now staying in the league. They're not going to the UK at the young age that they used to. They can make a living for themselves. If they get their move to the UK, good for them. But in the meantime, they're staying here and they're playing good football. There's good coaches. There's good pitches.
I'm looking here, I'm seeing a really strong Garda presence, loads of families. That's important to you as well.
I know, absolutely. We're trying to root ourselves in the Tala community. We want the people of Tala and the wider South Dublin community to come along, and we want to create an enjoyable experience, an affordable family night out.
Well, I have to ask now, so how much would a family cost this evening?
An adult ticket is 20 quid, a child's ticket is 7 euros, 35 euros for a child season ticket. If you want to bring your two kids, an adult season ticket will cost you 220 euros, your two children's tickets will cost you 70 euros. So for less than 300 euros, you can come to 18 games. It's good value.
You're in great form. You're enjoying the bounce in this.
I mean, what's not to enjoy? As the sun is shining, we have a sold-out stadium. It's going to be a great night.
Dennis is delighted. But who are all of these new people now, the new fans who are going to the games?
Well, there's a real mixture there. I mean, for some, they're rediscovering their love for their local clubs, making more of an effort to go. And post-lockdown clubs believe that, you know, it's reminded people of the value of supporting their local team and that it's a great evening out. But for others, it's a new discovery. They're signing up for season tickets and getting the banners made. And I got chatting to one of those so-called new football families, Sinead, who was there with her son and his pal, and she explained the reasons that she now finds herself going to a Shamrock Rovers match. But first, the boys explained their enjoyment of the matches.
What's your name?
Jacob.
Jacob, what age are you?
9. Aaron.
What age are you, Aaron?
8.
Why do you like coming to a football match? Why did you want to come here?
Our local football team, and it's really good entertainment for us, and I really like football.
And have you been to a match before?
Yes, good and fun. I find it long but good.
Yeah. Also, you're probably up past your bedtime having the crack and eating rubbish, which is always good, isn't it?
Yeah. It makes us better players.
And do you love to play football yourself?
Yes.
Now, Jacob, what's the best part about coming to a match?
And last time I was a mascot for my birthday.
You are not a diehard football fan. Like, no, this, you're one of the new people.
Yes. Jacob and my next door neighbour, his son Aaron, went off to a football match, came back, said, oh, that was great. They went again and they got home, wouldn't sleep, all chat. Then they went out and got a poster. And then I said, I'll jump along to the next one. I'm not a football soccer person. Here we are, 8 months later, season ticket holders, and we haven't missed a home game. Love it. It was his birthday last week. He was a mascot. We met everybody and it was a huge experience for him. And there's a whole club for junior hoops for all the young kids. It's just fantastic. It's so supportive. And it's great crack. Like, what else did you do on a Friday night? Come down to your local stadium and go to the match. And I've learned the offside rule. So here I am. I'll tell you how dedicated it is. Jacob has the broken toes at the moment. And we walked down from the house tonight with a bit of a piggyback. Loads of people walk down. We sing the whole way home. Every car beeps. All the flags are waving. It's just that lovely spirit. Really good crack. There's great food. The coffee is decent. And obviously, it's great to see the lads out playing.
Like a poster girl for this. 5 years ago, would you be surprised what you were doing on a Friday night?
I'd be sitting at home, get a takeaway, exhausted after work, and here I am all revved up. I leave work 4 o'clock every Friday, out the door, gone, and they all know she's off to the stadium. Neighbours I've seen down here, there's people I work with that come down here. My cousins have been huge fans for years. I never really understood who Shamrock Rovers were, what League of Ireland was. And then I got a ticket and now I kind of understand energy, that enthusiasm and just the spirit. It's great. It's really enjoyable.
It sounds like a great evening out. So they're the new families, or an example of the new families who are finding football for the first time. The people, though, Evelyn, who've been involved in the matches season after season, are they encouraged by this uplift in the attendance, or do they mind the blow-ins now coming along?
Oh, they're delighted. You know, the football clubs know that they thrive with the support of their grassroots fans, and I wanted to find out a little more about that. And in the case of Shamrock Rovers, they have a really active junior fans group called the Junior Hoops. They support the team, wave the flags, take part in the meets and greets. So as part of this, I spoke to Paul Weeford, who's heavily involved in the Junior Hoops, and he says that clubs are working hard to make a much more comfortable, inclusive experience for fans, with that new stadium, for example, coming on stream at Talla. Like, they'll have far more state-of-the-art facilities there to encourage even more people to come, and they reckon they can sell the tickets if they have the capacity. I also spoke to RT's group football correspondent Tony O'Donoghue, who was there on Friday night too, busy on the sidelines getting ready for RT2's coverage of the match. So we'll start by hearing from Paul Weeford, and then Tony O'Donoghue outlines the reasons that attendances are up by over 25%.
We've seen a massive increase, certainly this season, just people following Irish football in general.
Why do the youngsters like it so much, do you think?
Certainly the success of the girls' team has really spurred people on. Katie McCabe and like Louise Quinn from Lessenham, from this area. And last Saturday, where a young lad was making his communion, two of our players were at the afters party as well. And he was asking two of our players to sign his communion shirt. And he had to go and ask his mum. And it's that idea that kids can kind of meet our players on the pitch and meet them off and meet them in their local supermarket, whatever. You don't get that in any Premiership League. You come to the likes of here now tonight at Dublin Derby, the atmosphere is incredible. It's a really safe environment. Like, that's something we're kind of constantly striving for. It's incredibly inclusive. We've got wheelchair access. We're trying to get everybody involved.
So you've no problem recruiting into the junior hoops because they're loving it?
No problems at all. We had about 120 kids last year. This year we're closing on 400. The club did a great initiative at the end of last season, the beginning of this season, where for an extra €15 you could join the junior hoops along with your season ticket. Win-win.
Well, it is a surprise a bit, because we've had a good product on the pitch for a number of years, but we haven't had the facilities for people to enjoy them. But here in Talla, as you can see, that pitch, it is perfect. See the other stand here behind the goal.
New stand.
That'll bring it up to 10,000 people. Feels like an occasion. It feels like an event here. Quality of the football has been good. Quality of the facilities hasn't been as good, but I think we're getting there slowly but surely.
Why do you think families like to come?
Well, it's football, isn't it? It is the world's most popular game, after all. You know, you see your Premier League stars, your World Cup stars, but then, and this has happened with the women's game especially as well, I think, you can come and meet your heroes. And it's something that the women have done better than the men. They stay around afterwards and they talk.
Really?
And they do.
They love the fans.
They do. Sign autographs, they do selfies. Selfies are the new autographs, aren't they, of course? So they do all that, and that makes the connection. And Shamrock Rovers and Bohemians have both worked hard at trying to be part of their community, and that is working. And I think the rise of social media as well has a huge part to play. Anything on social media can look well as a product is getting better.
There's Tony now loading the pressure on the men.
I know, isn't it? The selfies taken.
That was a huge match for both teams on Friday night, and the fans and the new fans know that. But their passion, that's part of the enduring success of football there, isn't it?
Of course it is. I mean, look, every match aims to be an exciting contest. But this one, you know, Rovers versus Bohemians, always a big one, a big derby for those old foes of Irish football. So this kind of passion helps to fill the sands. And for the diehard fans, the growth in crowds is encouraging for them too. But while some of the fans, as we've heard of recent enough, others, of course, Claire, have been there for many, many, many years, through the dark times, as they say. So here are some more of the fans that we met on Friday night, and they explained their loyalty to this team. What is your name?
Clodagh.
And Clodagh, what age are you now?
9.
And Clodagh, why are you here tonight?
Because I have a season ticket.
You do not. You are so lucky. You go all the time when you can.
Yes. I'll go whatever weather it is.
Why? What do you love about football?
Passes, goals scored, tackles, and it's really fun to watch.
Like, would you be thinking all week on going to the match on Friday? Would that be a big thing?
Yeah. I play for a club, Fairhouse Carmel. Mid, striker, kind of all positions.
You're amazing. Do you mind my asking why you wanted to be at the match this evening?
Me? I'm a diehard Rovers fan.
Are you?
Oh, God, yeah.
What age is this new fan?
3. He's my grandson, and we've come up as a family.
The crowds are doing really well, aren't they?
Yeah.
Why do you think people are coming with kids? What do you think that's about?
When COVID struck, people didn't realise how much football would be missed. I think now that it's back, eventually people are realising that, you know, the game can improve in this country, provided people turn out and actually show up.
And you've been there through the years when there weren't that many crowds here. You must love to see it growing.
Oh, God, yeah, it's great. Great atmosphere, and that's what it's all about. Now, there's grounds I wouldn't bring them to. There's not enough protection given to away supporters. You're herded into crappy little corners, very little, if any, facilities at all. Why would you do that?
So you don't mind as an adult, right? But you're not going to go to 3-year-old there.
Exactly.
So here you feel safe, and that's probably part of why the families are here.
That's exactly.
How long are you found?
Well, I'm 53 years old. You know, my father himself bringing me, throwing me over the turnstiles. Yeah. Now, this little man has a season ticket. This is his second year as a season ticket holder.
He had a season ticket at 2.
Oh, God, yeah.
What's his name?
Callum.
Well done. You must be the youngest season ticket holder. I'm very impressed. Can you say, go Rovers?
Go on. Shout it out.
Go Rovers.
Very cute.
I know. Age 2, though, season ticket holder is pretty good commitment.
Listen, you've got to get them in early,
you
Evelyn.
You certainly do.
You'll be there yourself now with your season ticket after that.
The sun shining and the atmosphere was good crack on Friday.
Evelyn O'Rourke, thank you very much.